When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, real reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Blue, we wanted to mention recruiting. Obviously, we spoke about Jamie.
I got a lot to add because I sent you, I was up in Orlando for their, they had 108 schools for their media days over 3 days, and I got a chance to see four Miami commits. I sent you a picture, I believe, Jazz,
yes,
of a Melendez kid. Certainly looks the part.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he gave it. And but I'll tell you, the guy who was the most impressive looking out of all of them, Jaden Wilkerson. That son of a gun is 6'6". I mean, I saw him, and then I got a chance to see also Buchanan. Who wore his cowboy hat to media day. And all of them are really excited. Also got a chance to see Demetrius, a kid from Orlando Campbell. Christian Prep. Campbell. Good kid, well-spoken. So I had an opportunity to see those guys as well. And I'll tell you, it was a really star-studded media event. And, you know, Vernell Brown came and, you know, like they had schools like Coco Lakeland came over and Orlando Edgewater and some really, really good talent. And, you know, it's weird, though, of all the teams, you know who's doing really well and under the radar is UCF. They just picked up 2 4 stars last week.
A flip from Alabama, didn't they?
Yeah. So I guess people are finding out that they're playing against competition now instead of
Right. Yeah, no, they are in the Big 12 now. So,
yeah, they are. It's and plus they handed them the four newcomers. You know, here's Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah. On top of they go to Florida too.
That's
right. So it's it's gonna be interesting to see what's going. But yeah, had a chance to do that, and then obviously on Saturday they had the barbecue and. I know that a lot of people paid a lot of attention to Jamie Double F French because obviously they like, you know, I mean, he would put Miami right in the top five if he came, but you never know.
They had Elijah Griffin here, right? Elijah Griffin made it out.
Yeah, Elijah Griffin. They had a bunch of kids that came out that, like you said, a couple of targets, a couple of guys that are pretty much committed to other schools. So, yeah, it's and I think those really, instead of having that, the final weekend of the season or of the summer as a camp or a combine, you know, like Legends, it to me, by the time the kids reach July, mid-July, they're finished with this stuff. They don't want to be timed anymore, and they don't want to, you know, they're finished with that. So I think that Miami, Florida, Florida State did the right thing by having their, you know, targets come. There's a couple of the one target I think that F Florida's getting that we kind of talked about is Ben Hanks, and I would certainly love to have him down here. I was telling you a story of one of the coaches.
He was at the barbecue as well. So,
huh?
He was also at the barbecue, Ben Hanks.
Yes, but I'm just saying, guys like him, and I related the story to you guys at the time, mm-hmm. is that when he was at one of those, and it was like just a camp, and he was just as an invitee, he didn't participate, but he walked up to say hello to me and a couple other people, and then as he's leaving, one of the coaches says, "That's what you win national championships with." So he's thin right now, and you know what the whole thing is I understand the lineage of his dad played there and all, but you know what? Maurice Crum played here and his son played at Notre Dame. So, and there's been a few others, you know, so it's not, I think he would fit well down here just because he's a loose hip type of kid who covers a lot of ground and he's got long arms and he's got great recovery speed and he's been starting at the varsity level since the eighth grade. So yeah, that makes a lot of a difference. He's obviously got to put on 25 or 30 pounds, but that'll happen. You know, that happens. But there's a couple of kids. I mean, I'd like to say to TY that they're going to get French, but if they don't, it's so much like what's his name that just committed to LSU, Pickett. It's not for the lack of trying. And Miami really, you know, Miami had Pickett on campus numerous times.
And that recruitment is not over, by the way.
No, I understand that. I know your boys are telling you that. But I think that the parents just bought somebody just bought him a brand new home in Baton Rouge. So that, you never know. But you know what? Miami came away with a kid that was a sure lock to LSU. So you never know what happened. So it's right. Yeah, no, I understand. Nothing's over till December, but I think Miami just needs to concentrate and give love to a couple of kids that they really need to have.
Well, let's talk about some of the guys that visited this in the barbecue. Wide receiver Ryan Mosley, obviously Darian Coleman came over for his visit. Quarterback commit, 2026 kid. Another 2026 offensive lineman, Johnny Jones. A lot of 26 guys. Jermaine Kinsler, which I believe is the brother of Tommy Kinsler.
Yeah, I just saw him the other day. He was at the media day on Friday.
Big kid. Shabari Jr., another wide receiver. Malachi Toney, who is obviously committed, American Heritage kid, a wide receiver.
Getting bigger, too.
That kid's guy, I think, is going to be special, man.
Yep. Getting bigger, too, Jazz. He's,
is he really? How big is he at now?
Probably 180.
I like it.
At 160 at one point.
And he's about 6 feet, right?
About 6 foot, yeah.
All right. Running back Javian Mallory, another 2026 kid.
Big time kid out of West Boca. He's probably one of the top 2026 running backs in Florida.
Beautiful. Well, he was at the barbecue. Jaden Pettit.
Naples First Baptist. That kid's a small school type of guy, but I'll tell you what, he could play.
That's a big prospect there. Mikhail Blade, the defensive.
That's lineman. That kid is a big time kid, outside the area type of kid, and yeah.
So well, he's obviously a big. He's a big prospect. A lot of these kids are 2026 Swiss. A little 2026 kids. Hezzy Kent, a big time tight end.
Right. Blade's the number one player in Illinois.
Hezzy Kent.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well,
Blade kid. Yeah. So that. That, you know, that's already starting off on the right foot where you get the number one kid in the state for that class.
That's huge. Miami's done well in Chicago or in Illinois.
Yeah.
Recently, also obviously Justin Scott is the first name that comes to mind, but
also Maryland would be another guy to come.
Yeah, Lightfoot too, I believe. Marquise Lightfoot.
Lightfoot's from that area, not far.
You're right. Wide receiver Travis Johnson was there as well. Isaiah Williams, a linebacker.
Oh, freak of nature from Tavares. He transferred from Leesburg. I saw him over the weekend as well. This kid's a beast.
Talk about freaks of nature. This kid looks huge. Deuce Geralds, another defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Looks like a big kid as well. Jordan Campbell, linebacker, 2026 kid.
He's already committed, right?
Yeah.
From Carroll City.
Yep. Another big prospect, big kid. Naeem Burles is a wide receiver.
Out of Jacksonville Bulls.
Okay. And Javari Flowers, another defensive back prospect.
Kid from down here at Northwestern. A track kid, too. Like a 10-6 kid.
Whoa. Okay. Caden Prothero. I know he's probably one of the best tight ends in the country.
Yeah.
2026 kid also. Justice Fitzpatrick, a defensive back.
That's Minka's brother.
That is Minka's brother.
At St. Thomas. Yeah. He's definitely – he's my number two player in the state for 2026.
Is he really? So, mm-hmm. I mean – look, I'll mention a couple other guys. Calvin Russell, another wide receiver.
Big time kid. Kids like could be a power 4-5 basketball star, too.
Wow.
Teddy Bridgewater loves him. Should play quarterback, but he's going to play receiver, and he's 6'3".
He's a Northwestern kid, right?
Huh?
Northwestern kid, yeah.
Yeah, 6'4 kid. You know, I mean, the kid's just he's a great talent. If they have a quarterback, it'd be best for him to play receiver. But he can play everywhere, and he's a great basketball kid, too.
Obviously, Luke Nichols in town again, probably doing some recruiting himself.
Some apartment shopping.
And 2025 kids, Jamie French, of course. Elijah Melendez was down here. After, I guess, Max Buchanan came down after.
Yeah, both of them did. They were on the same day on Friday.
Oh, okay. Then you've got this is actually who else? S.J. Alafaituli was here.
That's the kid from Vegas.
T.K. Muex.
Yeah, kid from Fletcher. He's, you know what? I wasn't high on him until I saw him at a camp, and
okay,
he might be a project, but he's a kid that's got some athleticism. He's from Fletcher. He's that Seatric Faison, who used to be the running back at Florida. He's the head coach. He's the head coach, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Jaden Wilkerson, obviously you spoke about him earlier, how big he is.
Mammoth. He probably ate the whole barbecue.
He looks like one of the doors that you put up at the Hex.
Unbelievable size.
He's huge. Drake Stubbs was down here, Jabari Antoine, Chris Ewald, Amari Wallace, Tim Merritt. All the kids came out to the
Amari Wallace made it.
Yep, he made it out to the barbecue. So
sure, he was on crutches and everything. So.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something you can elaborate on, or is that something we got to keep it?
Well, no, you can elaborate on. It's out now. It's just it was deemed as an illegal scrimmage. You have to sanction those things during the summer, especially when you play somebody else. But that being said, this could be as much as a 15-month deal.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. You got to be careful out there, man. Yep. You got to be careful. So, well, the good thing is that he's got a year to get better. He's still one of the top safeties in Florida.
It was a compound fracture, so the bone went through the skin. So.
Oh, shit. Gerard Pringle was in the house. Daylon Upshaw.
That's some cats there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Do you like Daylon Upshaw? You like him as a prospect?
Yes.
Obviously, he's a kid that, you know, comes from out of the state also, but a really talented wide receiver. I think he's
everybody likes him.
Year, so
being highly recruited too.
Yeah. So as you can see, obviously a huge weekend for Canes. Canes football. Brock Schott was there.
Luka
Gilbert, Herbert Scroggins. A lot of people are deeming him the biggest sleeper in the 2025 class.
I
know you like him a lot. I know you think he can be a really special player here at Miami soon. So I mean, a lot of opportunities there, a lot of big time names coming in 2026 and 25 kids. So Miami always does a great job with those barbecues, and that's just an opportunity for them to to network and to build, you know, team building, a little recruiting, of course. But a lot of teams don't do it like that, right? A lot of teams don't have that family atmosphere like Miami tries to do.
Well, they're trying to build it, because if you emulate somebody else, and, you know, that's not any fault. You know, that's how you get better in everything, is when you, you know, take a little bit of everything that somebody has. You know,
so. Right. Kings today says Byron Lewis was supposed to go, but couldn't end up going. So
I think he may be headed to FSU, but you never know.
Yeah.
Oh, I like him. He'd be he's another one of those athletic classroom kids.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So a lot of things going on at Miami, but we've got a minute before we log off, and I don't think we could have ended this show better than with Blues Show and Tell.
Technology there, sir. Okay. Hey! We're going to take you back to 1984 in the Orange Bowl.
Oh, man, I was a year old. Let me see that. Hey, Nebraska.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, I love that shirt.
The position of the cord is something else, man.
Oh, man, you got to love it.
Oh, my God.
I know you like that. I know that was
That would not get past the filters today.
I'm surprised Mel's not on the line wanting that damn thing.
I want that damn shirt. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
that is a hell of a shirt.
That is definitely one that would not pass modern filters in terms of decency, but we'll leave it there.
Yeah, but I heard you've dropped some F-bombs.
I don't care about on the show. You can show it on the show. I'm talking about they won't even let you show a pipe anymore. I mean, it looks like he's holding anyway.
Hey, it's almost like TikTok. The women could have basically nothing there, showing everything off, and I mentioned someone was a clown, and they banned me.
You got banned from TikTok?
Yeah, because I mentioned someone was a clown.
Good. Do it again. Make sure
clowns. Blue banned from TikTok. That is
the information. I'll be back on when I get my Twitter back, which will be never. So
that's some weeks off there, Blue. Yeah. That's some weeks off.
But here's the thing about getting momentum. I haven't been on my Twitter in a month, and I have 2,300 new users. So that's
unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
On your Red Zone one, though.
No, well, that's the one I'm on now, but the one on Larry Bluestein, the one I built 86,000 users on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, followers, so.
These idiots, they need to get it together.
Yeah, I posed the question, what if it was Burger King or GM or one of those corporations? Would you not give theirs back?
Yeah.
They don't answer. But anyway, that's it.
Well, listen, Blue, if you open up an OnlyFans, I'm sure they'll open it up back up for you.
OnlyFans, but it's just inside recruiting information.
That's all it is. I bet you people will pay a shitload of money.
Holding up phallic t-shirts from the 80s. That is
literally OnlyFans. It'll be OnlyFans. Yeah. You know?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have DJ's gonna get his OnlyFans page and
Hot Wheels.
Yeah, I was just to answer what Kane today said. He says Mallory's underrated. Not underrated. Everybody in the country knows.
You like that one, Jess? You like that one?
What'd you say? I don't know. I was too busy talking.
I said my OnlyFans page would be Hot Wheels.
There you go.
OnlyFans Hot Wheels.
I'm telling you.
This is the best group of guys in the world right here. Are you kidding me?
Jeez. It's going to be Wheels with a Z, though.
No, exactly. Wheels with a Z.
Oh, man. Anyways, we got a really big show tomorrow. We've got actually some really big news in both Formula One and Kings on Deck and baseball. Kings baseball, as some guys have finally made it official that they are transferring in a big-time name that was committed to Ohio State over to us as well. We're going to try to get on a good friend of mine who is being a pain in the ass about everything. He's a new strength and conditioning coach over at the University of Miami for the for the baseball program.
Oh, I thought we were going to have Mr. Fell on. And
I mean, listen, he's probably just as intense as Feld and just as jacked up, if not even more than Feld. So Nick Soto from Elite U Sports Performance, he's actually now the strength and conditioning coach for for Miami baseball. So shout out to him. He's an old friend of mine. I've known him for many years now, probably over 20 years now. I've known him. He's a really good guy. And I'm going to be honest with you. In my mind, he's the best in the business. He's coached, you know, he's been a personal trainer to a lot of the big time Major League Baseball players, like formerly Yonder Alonso.
Wow.
He was. I don't know how it's going to work now for Manny Machado as well. And some other, what's his name? Gene Segura. Guys like that over in baseball. But he also worked with a lot of NFL prospects like Akeem Nix, who's a defensive tackle for the Bears now, I believe. I think he's with the Bears now.
Yeah.
Akeem Nix worked with a lot of UM players back in the day, like McCarthy and Jordan Cronkite is actually one of his head trainers over there.
Good in stuff.
Program now, so former Westminster/Florida Gator.
Yeah, he was pretty good, Jordan. Anyway, ended up at USF, I think.
Yep, South Florida Bull as well. So he's got a lot of experience, and he is, to me, one of the best trainers in the world. I've lost the most amount of weight and been in the best shape of my life when I've worked out with Nick. So his programs are incredible, not only for athletes but for just your regular, you know, guy or girl that wants to go out and work out and get in shape. He is the man. So he does some great stuff with sports teams. So I'm really excited to see what he does with the University of Miami and get some
good. That'd be good. So hopefully it'll be a good show.
Hopefully we'll have.
Hey Vish, how lucky was I to get that interview with Paul Skeens last year? Jesus.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Yeah,
kid is, wow. He's just, he's a generational type of kid, I think.
Well, yeah, he might win the.
Because they said he could probably hit 30 home runs if he played baseball.
Probably could.
It's pretty incredible. And he was a catcher at Air Force. Go figure.
Unbelievable. We got a great show tomorrow, so make sure you tune in at 9 and then 9:30 for both shows, Canes on Deck and Hitting the Apex. And then
Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, yes. Homer twice.
He homered twice today?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Today or yesterday?
No, today.
Yesterday he was 1-for-5 after he got off the damn plane the other night, 15 minutes before the game started, and he still went 1-for-5.
That's crazy. Unbelievable.
He hit two homers.
But Miami did get, like, really, really good prospect, a catcher. But he'll be gone in 2 years.
Yeah, I was about to say, if all goes according to plan, they will be able to build him up enough to trade him in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, 2 years from now. He'll be prospects. Up next year and in 2 years from now.
That was the plan.
I thought you were talking about the Hurricanes. I was like, who cares if Marlins will end up screwing it up somehow.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I know we're not a baseball show, but that you look at guys like Skeens and Ellie and you say Yankees, both of them, or Dodgers. Reds ain't going to be able to pay Ellie anymore after next year, 2 years.
Eventually, they're going to go to one of those teams.
Same with Skeens.
And the AL East. It's going to be an AL East. And they're pretty talented. They're probably two top players in the league. I mean, Ellie is – I've never seen anything like Ellie as far as how he throws
the ball. Got hit higher, but still. And he strikes out more than Reggie Jackson. So.
But the way he throws the ball across the
diamond. Oh, man, freak of nature. I like to see him play wide receiver.
What is he,
that 6'4"? That bitch can fly.
Yeah, he can. Anyways.
All right.
All right, peoples. Thank you so much for joining the show, watching us. Check us out every Monday here at 8:30 p.m. on the Five Reasons Canes Network, Five Reasons Sports as well. You can follow us on Twitter at Six Rings Canes. Subscribe to the Five Reasons Canes podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever it is that you get your podcast. Make sure you check us out there as well. We got a lot of good content coming for you the next month and a half, and then it's game time. Literally, it'll be showtime as Miami takes on the Florida Gators in a month and in 36 days,
something like that.
So keep it locked. We'll get it going for you guys. Make sure you follow us. We'll see you guys next week. Adios.
The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.